And that does it for this edition of Off the Hour, a special presentation of CKUT. Thank you.
is high. You know them stakes is high. Stakes is high. You know them stakes is high. The Instamatic focal point bringing damage to your bubble. We some brothers from the east with the beast that be thorough. Run solar gravitation, I'm bound to pull it. I get down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control me using both hands in my land. And it's all about cautious living. My great higher form of consequence. Compliments, struggling, shouldn't be noble. Every word said, quality is so quotable.
Sick of bitches, sick of nasty. Sick of talking about blood, sick of touch glasses. Sick of slang, sick of half-assed award shows.
Sick of name brand clothes.
Sick of R&B bitches over bullshit tracks. Cocaine and crack, bringing sickness to blacks.
Sick of swole head rappers with them sick in the raps. Clappers and gas,
making the whole sick world collapse. The fact is getting sicker, even sicker perhaps. I stick a bunch of bacon to escape the snap. Hey, yo, life can't get all up in your ass. Baby, you better work it out.
Let me tell y'all what it's all about. Skin not considered equal. Medial has more right than my people. Wasting time, skipping who they hated. No one in the tumble officially arenas. With the love, come on, y'all.
Vibration, the stakes is high. You know the stakes is high.
When we talk about the love, we mix it up with a little vibration. Come on,
stakes is high. You know the stakes is high.
When we dealing with the
love,
hey, mix it up with a little vibration. Come on,
stakes is high.
Listen, yo, it's about the love and the pause, loving the funds, loving to love mad sex, loving to love guns, love for opposites, love for fame and wealth, love for the fact of no longer loving yourself. We live in these days of man-made ways, see every aspect is vivid. These brothers no longer talk shit, these niggas living, about to give it to you 24-7 on a microphone. Plug one, translating the zone. No offense to a player, but we don't play. If you take offense, fuck it, gotta be that way. We drop it like this, that's all I got to say. It's about the love, y'all. Check it out, when we talking vibrations. Come on.
Stakes is high, y'all say.
You know the stakes, y'all say, man.
Love.
Say it, man, come on. Vibrations, come on.
Stakes is high.
I want everyone to stand up for Dilla. When we talking about the love, come on, y'all.
Vibrations, come on.
Stakes is high. All I'm gonna do right now is talk about a little love. Mix it up with a little vibrations. Come on, stakes is high. You know them stakes is high. Come on. Hey.
Vibrations.
Come on, stakes is high. Why don't you give it a try when we talk about the
love?
Hey, yo.
Vibrations.
Come on, stakes is high. My dude stole the deal. Come on, we gonna love everybody tonight with vibrations. Come on, stakes is high. You know them stakes is high. Keep it going, keep it going.
Vibration.
Stakes
yeah,
is high.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it going, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Vibration.
We need your help. We need your love, y'all, tonight. Come on, we get a... Hey.
Vibrations,
come on. I don't hear you.
Vibration.
Stakes is high. You know them stakes is high. With a little vibrations, come on.
Where the singers at?
High. You know them stakes is high. Come on, stakes is high. Everybody know them stakes is high.
Don't be shy.
Come on, stakes is high. Why don't you give it a try when we talk about the love?
Vibrations,
come on. Come on, come on.
Vibrations.
Venez prêter main forte à la campagne de vaccination contre la COVID-19. Nous recherchons des personnes pour administrer les vaccins, des préposés à l'entretien, des agents administratifs, des préposés à l'accueil et des agents de sécurité. Vous êtes étudiant, retraité, vaccinateur? Faites la différence et contribuez à améliorer la santé de la population en participant à cette opération d'envergure. Informez-vous et manifestez votre intérêt dès maintenant sur jecontribuecovid19.gouv.qc.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
En cas de symptômes s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, comme la toux, la fièvre, le mal de gorge, la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, vous devez passer un test rapide de dépistage à domicile. Si le résultat est positif, isolez-vous à la maison et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Si vous n'avez pas de test rapide, isolez-vous selon la durée prévue. Consultez québec.ca/isolement pour connaître toutes les consignes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
F. Files.
Radio.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
To receive. Focus on the vibrations. Thank you.
Thank you. This moment to allow your mind to become blank.
Enlightenment is a destructive process. It's a breaking down of everything you believe to be true. It's a very, very uncomfortable realization. The only real advice I can offer in this regard is to suggest that people always stay true to themselves and lead by example in all that you do. Don't expect the people around you to wake up. Just show what a bright light you can be because you are awake. But don't have any stake in the outcome of your actions. Don't expect people to get it, because very often they won't. But if you lead by example in your life and you become a shining light in your community, this will affect others in a positive way. Just realize that they're asleep and deal with it. A lot of people are just empty portals. That's the way they are. Now, the most difficult thing for people is when they discover the depth of the deception that we're facing in the world today, just how all-pervasive this matrix is and just what the matrix is. You know, what really holds this whole system in place? It's simply our belief that the system is real and our belief in words that are written down on paper. I mean, the system is essentially held in place by magic. But if you say that to people, they think you're crazy because they don't believe in magic, because they don't know what magic is. And yet magic appears all around them every day. That's what holds the system together. It's held together purely due to people's belief that the system is real. And this belief is held together by people's belief in the legal system. And this is held together in turn by people's belief in the written word. This is how the magic works. This is how the spells work. All of the secret codes and all of the numbers that they put in there, the magic that it creates, all of the symbolism that they put everywhere, there's a certain magic that is created by all of this stuff which they use to control us. They put these secret codes everywhere. They put their Freemason signs everywhere. They put their obelisks everywhere. They do everything according to geometrical patterns. And they do it for not just because of the reason that it sets up an energy grid and they've got this dark circle of magic going on and this is their symbolism that they use, but it also serves as a way of controlling us. One of the main purposes of this secret language is actually to control those who are researching into who the controlling hand is and those who are researching into where things are going. They use the secret language to control those who know about them. Basically, they use it to control their opposition. And the way this is done is really quite clever. In order to understand how you are controlled by these secret markings and these secret codes, you need to understand the difference between left and right brain perception, and you need to understand how the language works, and you need to understand how the law works, what the law actually is. And when you look at law, there are two types of law on Earth. There's natural law and there's man-made law. But if we do refer to natural law as being the law of the light, i.e. white law, then we see that man-made law is the law of the dark, i.e. black law. Why do you think they call the legal book Black's Law? And see, what they do, folks, is they teach you to think in language. Once you're taught to spell and you're taught to view words as something that is written down, then the words have a power over you. But it's a spell, it's a glamour.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Amandla, your weekly news show with analysis and briefings about the continent of Africa. I'm Doug Miller here with Gwen Schulman, here in Zooming time from our homes. And we've got a full evening. I'm going to talk about a dear old friend who passed away just last week, Clyde Sanger, a very famous journalist from the post or the end of the colonialism, the nationalist period, and into the beginning of independence in many countries of East, Southern, and Central Africa. And as well, of course, there's the Africa Cup and Malawi lost, damn it. But anyway, Gwen, what are you going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to be following up on what we looked at last week. So last week, I interviewed Anuradha Mittal of the Oakland Institute on a recent report that they put out called Stealth Game, which exposed the impact of privatized and neocolonial wildlife conservation by one of Kenya's largest conservation agencies called Northern Rangelands Trust, or NRT, on indigenous pastoral communities, primarily in northern and coastal Kenya. So that's what we look